This is Dakota Datebook for August 21st. In Western movies and TV shows, traveling by horseback across the plains seems romantic. In reality, it was not all that pleasant. The average horse travels about 5 miles an hour. Travel by horse and buggy or buckboard wagon was even slower at about 3 miles an hour. At that rate, going from the homestead into town for supplies could be an all-day affair. The automobile changed everything. Life suddenly became easier and faster. Of course, in the early 1900s, no one hopped on the interstate and zoomed along at 70 miles an hour. They drove on dirt roads, and it was not uncommon to get bogged down in mud or stuck in deep ruts. Something had to be done. Automobile clubs formed in the early 1900s that promoted driving and advocated for better roads. The clubs drove from town to town showing off their vehicles and urging local leaders to support road improvements. On this date, in 1912, it was announced that the first such trip out of Bismarck would set out on August 26th. The tour would travel to Dickinson and Mott before returning to Bismarck, covering 293 miles over 3 days. Such a trip was not to be taken lightly. The drivers were reminded to carefully inspect their vehicles to be sure they were in proper working order. The organizers arranged for a mechanic to join the expedition to speed up any needed repairs. The Lahr Motor Sales Company announced it was offering prizes for the best car, with cars being penalized for every minute of repair it required. Prizes would be awarded to the cars having the least repair time. First prize was a $15 electric horn. Second prize was a 5-gallon can of oil. 12 cars and 40 people signed up for the adventure. Many caravans set out during the summer of 1912. For example, 49 cars journeyed throughout Montana. That trip was notable because some of the drivers were women. Another tour by the International Automobile Association planned a trip that summer all the way from Winnipeg to the Gulf of Mexico. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.